Bez Hashem, Shir number 23, Shir Chav Gimel. Wow, Chav Gimel is Rosh Yitevis Kayan Gadol. A Yid who learns Torah, a Talmud Chacham, it says, is Yakari hi mipninim, Yakari mimi, shenichnas lefnai velefnim. Limud HaTorah makes us more Kadosh, more Chavim in the eyes of a Kadosh Baruch Hu than the Kayan Gadol, who goes into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Unbelievable. What a gewaltig geschuss we have. Let's begin. Bezos Hashem. On the spot.
Really?
Yeah, let's go. Zagda, Rabbeinu David. We've been learning the idea of Hamaskir, Bayis Lachaveru, Biar Ba'asar, Maskir, Soicher. Who is the one that needs to do the Bdika? We had a beautiful discussion in the Sheet of Rashi. We had a lot of Biurim, a lot of difficulties. And Baruch Hashem, I think... achieved a certain level of shot in Rashi. Now we're going to swing it over to Rabbeinu David. And in Rabbeinu David, it's not just Rabbeinu David, it's all those in the camp of Rabbeinu David, which means basically the Talmidim of the Ramban, the Ran, the Maram Chalava, the Ritva. These are the in camp of Rabbeinu David. So what do they say? Rabbeinu David brings it out in such a... The reason why I put him in the Maror Mekomos is because he brings it out in the clearest way. He starts off with the obvious kasha that we were mechaven to. Rabbeinu David, 700 years ago, asked the exact same question that we asked. Unbelievable. Question is... why is the Gemara saying who needs to do the Bedika, the Maskir, the Tzarikah, the Maskir because of this, the Tzarikah because of that? Simple question. Whoever's over by the Rabbi Levatze, he's the one who needs to do the Bedika. That's how it works. The Gemara should have brought that up. The Gemara should have addressed it very simply. Right? Kedai to take note of the fact that he doesn't get involved with... it should have been the Soicher because of Shema Yavalachlo. He doesn't get involved in that, right? He only speaks out this sad about Rabbi Yimatze. That's what it should have spoken out. It's important for us to appreciate when Rabbi Chanan asked the question, when we raised the question, how do we speak out the question? We said, let's remember, the Machlokas, Rashi Tosfos. Rashi says, Bali Rabbi Yimatze, it's the Maskir. Tosfos says, Shema Yavalachlo, it's the Socher's obligation, right? That's how Rabbi Chanan asked the question. In Rabbeinu David, he doesn't go to that side. He sticks squarely with Bali Rabbi Yimatze. Whoever is over Bali Rabbi Yimatze, that's who has the Bedika. He doesn't get involved in Shem Yavalachla. It's a Ha'ara, which we're going to raise now in the question, and Bezus Hashem in the Hamshich will see the answer as to why it is he didn't mention this tzad. Bezus Hashem.
Same kilo, it's like in Rashi's camp? Is that where you...
Yeah, exactly. He's naming on as Davar Pashit. I'm not saying Rashi's camp mitzad that he holds like Rashi, even though it happens to be that that is how he holds earlier on. But
he's also saying by Rabbi Matzah.
Mitzad by Rabbi Matzah. It's like Rashi, not Rashi in ours. Like Rashi in the Mishnah by Rabbi Matzah is the chiyuv of Bedika. But there's a different reason why I wanna. There's a different reason which we're gonna see soon why it is that he's not bringing up Shem Yavalachlo. Because even in Rashi's world, let's make sure we appreciate it. Thank you, Rabbi Rosenblum, for bringing this up. Okay? What do you want to say? You want to say, oh, very clear. Rabbeinu David, you know why he only talks about Bali Rabbi Yimatze? Because he only holds the Rashi. He doesn't hold the Tosfos. Right? Simple answer, right? That's what I'm hearing. Mm. But even in Rashi, let's not forget the Rishash. What did the Rishash tell us? That maybe it's still Shaykh too, the Soicher, because of why? Because of Shem Yavalachlo midirabonon. So again, in the world of Rabbeinu David, even if he's going to hold like Rashi, why isn't he addressing this tzad of the soicher being chayiv al Shem Yavalachlo? Midirabonon. Right? Okay. So this is a question which we're going to see Rabbeinu David himself actually addresses it head on, and hopefully Bez Hashem will get to it soon. Okay? But he's asking the question, mitzad, Bal Yura Bal Yimatze. That's the question.
How did you open that door?
Bal Yura Bal Yimatze. Okay? So now, Zakt Rabbeinu David. What are we going to continue? What are we going to say? We're going to say like this? Oh, yeah. The question is, mitzad, Bal Yura Bal Yimatze. Maybe that's exactly what the Gemara is asking. Maybe that's what the Gemara is asking. Who's over Bal Yura Bal Yimatze? Who's over... how do we know that that's not the Gemara's question? Maybe that's for the Gemara's question. Who's over? Bali Rabba Bali Matzeh. Right? Zak Rabbeinu David. No, that cannot be the question. It can't be that the Gemara is asking who's over Bali Rabba Bali Matzeh. Can't be. Why not? He says, because if that would be the Gemara's question, then the Gemara would have said so explicitly. It would have asked explicitly who is over Bali Rabba Bali Matzeh. That was the Gemara's question, would have said so, right? And this is a point which we mentioned, Betzim, in the past, that when we were discussing the Rishash, we mentioned this Nekuda. Why would the Gemara ask the question of what's the reason for the Takana? Is it based on Bali Rabba Bali Matzeh? Is it based on Shimei V'Lachlo, right? We asked on the Rishash, why talk about it in a funny way of Maskir, Soicher, just be straight up, be clear. That's Rabbeinu David is saying right here on his own Shita, right? On his own Mahalach. If the Gemara is really interested in asking who's over Bali Rabba Bali Matzeh, let it explicitly ask who's over Bali Rabba Bali Matzeh. Isn't that a normal way to ask a question? The Gemara doesn't do that. And therefore, Zok Rabbeinu David, it must be that that's not the Gemara's question. That's not the Gemara's question. Maybe through Bedika, maybe that's a way of being Mevar. No, Bedika is an idea de Rabbanon. And if with the Nafkamina Be'etzem of Bali Rabba Bali Matzeh is really relating to Doraisa, Midoraisa, that's going to relate to Bittel. That would be the Nafkamina from the Doraisa, not Bedika. And therefore, that's really what the Gemara should bring up. The Gemara should ask explicitly, Bali Rabba Bali Matzeh, who's Oiver? We'll know the Nafkamina from there to Bittel. It doesn't make sense that if our discussion is revolving around the Din Doraisa, Bali Rabba Bali Matzeh, that the Gemara would get to that in such a roundabout way through the Durabana. Right? That's the Rabbeinu David's question over here. Okay. The Rabbeinu David adds in another line over here, which some of you guys, I know we're having a little bit of a struggle with. What is it doing over here? But he says over here, he says like this. He says, certainly regarding the Bittel, there's no question at all. Certainly regarding the Bittel, there's no question at all. Why not? Why is there no question regarding Bittel? Because regarding Bittel, Zok Rabbeinu David, it has to be yours. Can Yehuda Moshe be Mevatel Tully's pencil? No. It's not Yehuda Moshe's. How could he do that? What's the Havamina? So therefore, it's Pashat Zok Rabbeinu David that as far as Bittel is concerned, there's absolutely no question who needs to do the Bittel. Is it the Maskir? Is it the Soicher? It's Pashat that the Maskir is the one that's Shayach to the Bittel because it's his Chametz. He's the only one that's capable of doing Bittel.
Wait, why? How do we bring Bittel in?
Because he's saying, what is the question of the Gemara? The Gemara has a question. Who needs to do Bedika? So, like I was telling Shalom this morning, there's really three possibilities of what the Gemara should be asking here. Either the Gemara should ask, who needs to do Bedika, which is what the Gemara does ask, right? And we have a question on that. If you want to know who needs to do Bedika, so talk about it from the angle of who's going to be the one to be over, Bali Rabba Bali Matzeh, right?
Yeah.
Fine. So it's a question on the Gemara. So what are we going to say? What's the Gemara's question? Maybe the Gemara's question is, Gufa, who's over Bali Rabba Bali Matzeh? That's also difficult. Why? Because the Gemara should have asked it explicitly. Now we have a third possibility. Why wouldn't the Gemara ask who is the one that should do the Bittel? That's the way to deal with Bali Rabba Bali Matzeh, the Doraisa. Right? Maybe the Gemara should ask that. Teretz is? No. That for sure is not a question. That for sure is not a question. Why not? Because it's only possible for one of the two parties to do the Bittel. It's not a gift to anybody else. Right? This is Rabbeinu David's approach. Let's take a moment now, after appreciating Rabbeinu David's kasha, let's take a moment now and go back for a second and contrast it with what we've learned so far. Right? We have over here Rabbeinu David is telling us that if it would be a shaila of who's over Bali Rabba Bali Matzeh, so then the Gemara should have said explicitly, and we would learn from there in Nafkamina too. Bittel shumin atayra. V'loy shalin ala bedika shumin liraim. What do you see in that line? A beautiful dik. What do you see in that line? We see a very powerful point in that line. What does Rabbeinu David hold as far as our Rashi on the Mishnah and our Ran? Remember, we learned the Rashi that says Bal Yerav Bal Yematzeh is the reason for Bedika in the Mishnah. We learned the Ran who says, what's the Pshat in that Rashi? Bedika, Bal Yerav Bal Yematzeh Doraisa. How does Bedika help with Bal Yerav Bal Yematzeh Doraisa? What did the Ran say?
Maybe you need to be told, right?
That Bedika can work on a Doraisa level, right? The Ran said Bedika can work on a Doraisa level to get rid of Bal Yerav Bal Yematzeh. What does Rabbeinu David say right here? Bedika's Darabanan.
No.
You want to deal with Bal Yerav Bal Yematzeh? The way to deal with that is going to be? Bittel. V'lo yusholin ala Bedika shehi medivrehem. And they wouldn't have asked mitzad Bedika, which is Darabanan. He's not saying that our case is talking about where there was Bittel. Let's bring out another point over here. Is there Bittel going on in our case of the Gemara or not? Quarter bit of David.
Who says no?
Is there Bittel, yes or no? Zakt no. Shalom? Yes. Zakt Joseph? No. Good machlokas. No? Who wants to begin?
Why? Who says?
Why are you saying that there is Bittel? Does the Gemara say there's Bittel?
No.
No, the Gemara says the Gemara doesn't say there's Bittel. So why are you saying there is Bittel, Shalom?
Because he says it's Bidika Derabonim. So why can't you keep on like Rashi?
Rashi says it's Derabanan. Why is it Derabanan according to Rashi?
There was Bittel.
Because there was Bittel. In Rabbeinu David, does Rabbeinu David learn that there is Bittel taking place in our Gemara?
How do we know there's not?
So you want to say, Zach Shalom? You're right. It doesn't say so in this paragraph. In the beginning of Rabbeinu David, Rabbeinu David's talking to us. He doesn't tell us that there's Bittel over here.
Mm-hmm.
Correct? And therefore, maybe he agrees with Rashi. Let's take a moment and appreciate this for a second. According to Shalom, there is Bittel taking place in our Gemara. And therefore, Bal Yerav Bal Yematzeh, what are we talking about? Is there then Bal Yerav Bal Yematzeh Doraisa Bechlal over here?
No.
No! There's no Bal Yerav Bal Yematzeh over here. No! Right?
I mean, there's no Bal Yerav Bal Yematzeh.
Exactly what I just said. He did Bittel, there's no Bal Yerav Bal Yematzeh, right?
Yeah.
Okay, we don't know if Bal Yerav Bal Yematzeh Derabanan. The Cheshek Shlomo says that. Rabbeinu David, does he hold that? We don't know. Right? So, what do we have? We have Shalom's suggestion that there is a Bittel taking place in our Gemara according to Rabbeinu David. And that means that we're not talking about Bal Yerav Bal Yematzeh. There's no Bal Yerav Bal Yematzeh. Does that fit with Rabbeinu David's first paragraph?
No.
Rabbeinu David's first paragraph, his opening paragraph, is telling us clearly that the Gemara should address it based on Bal Yerav Bal Yematzeh. And if you want to talk about Bal Yerav Bal Yematzeh directly, maybe that's what's going on in the Gemara's question. So then the Nafka Mina would be regarding who needs to do the Bittel, Be'etzem, right? Does that mean that there already was a Bittel? Or that means that there was not a Bittel? Rabbeinu David seems to be clear, disagreeing with Rashi. Our case, there is no Bittel. There was no Bittel that took place. Rashi learns there's a Bittel that takes place in our Gemara, and that totally transforms the entire discussion into Dirabanan. Bal Yerav Bal Yematzeh is not Negeya. Why is Bal Yerav Bal Yematzeh not Negeya? Because there was a Bittel. In Rabbeinu David, there is no Bittel. And therefore, Bal Yerav Bal Yematzeh really should still be Negeya. Malkiel, like you said,
Wait, does that mean,
no Bittel.
Does that mean Bedika is Doraisa?
That means theoretically Bedika should be Doraisa. What does Rabbeinu David tell us though? Bedika is Darabana. So we learn from this Rabbeinu David's question two points that he's disagreeing with Rashi on so far. Point number one, our Gemara here is talking about no Bittel. We're dealing with Bal Yerav Bal Yematzeh Doraisa. Point number two, Bedika does not work on a Doraisa level for Bal Yerav Bal Yematzeh. Those are two points that come from this paragraph in Rabbeinu David disagreeing with Rashi. And we're going to prove it even further in the next paragraph. You ready for this?
Can we summarize that paragraph?
Summarize the paragraph?
It was a lot.
I'm not going to review again everything because I don't want to confuse you. But I'll just say one point. Rabbeinu David is asking a question on the Gemara. Why doesn't the Gemara just say the issue over here is Bal Yerav Bal Yematzeh? You want to know who needs to do the bedika? So tell me, who is the one that's shaykh the Bali Rabbi Bali Matzeh? That should have been the Gemara's question. That's his issue. And he goes and then discusses and tells us that it can't be that is actually what the Gemara asks, because it would have said so explicitly. It would have asked explicitly, who's over Bali Rabbi Matzeh? Fine. That's been a David's question on the Gemara. Now, I'm pointing out two things in this Rabbeinu David, two chidushim in Rabbeinu David, besides for the gevaldige kasha that he asks and the beautiful shakar tar that he has, two chidushim in Rabbeinu David that we should appreciate that he's arguing on Rashi. Number one, he's clearly learning we're dealing with Bali Rabbi Bali Matzeh. Our Gemara, Bechaira, is still shayach to, in his question at least, is shayach to Bali Rabbi Bali Matzeh. That means he's not learning that our Gemara is after Bittel. Rashi learns our Gemara is after Bittel. There's no Bali Rabbi Bali Matzeh. He's learning, no, that's not the case. There's no Bittel taking place in our Gemara. Point number one. Point number two is that he learns Bidika is only Darabanan. Bidika would not help on a Doraisa level. You want to deal with Bali Rabbi Bali Matzeh on a Doraisa level? You need to do Bittel. That is your way out. Which is another Nakuda of how he's a little bit different than Rashi on base. Okay, that's it. This is the question. Let's get back to see how is Rabbeinu David going to answer his question. What does Rabbeinu David say? Gevaldige chiddush. Everybody here was blown away by it. Right? What does Rabbeinu David say? The truth is that there is no Bali Rabbi Bali Matzeh in our Gemara. You know why the Gemara doesn't make it tali on Bali Rabbi Bali Matzeh? You know why? Because there is no Bali Rabbi Bali Matzeh in our Gemara. And Ari knows the reason for this is not based on Bittel. Rashi also says no Bali Rabbi Matzeh in our Gemara, right? And why is there no Bali Rabbi Matzeh according to Rashi in our Gemara? Because why? Because Bittel. He did Bittel. That's how he got rid of Bali Rabbi Matzeh. According to Rabbeinu David, he's ending up at the same place as Rashi. That we're not. There's no Bali Matzeh in our Gemara. But for a totally different reason. Not because he did Bittel, but rather because why? Because it's simply not relevant. There is no such thing as Bali Rabbi Bali Matzeh in this scenario. Why? Go. Ari, you're on. Why is no Bali Rabbi Bali Matzeh in this scenario? Because, yeah, the maskir and the soicher, each one of the two have a missing ingredient. Each one of the two are lacking something over here for Bali Rabbi Bali Matzeh. What is it? Zog Rabbeinu David, an incredible point. Zeh she'ina she'loi v'zeh she'ina b'shusoi. In Hilchis Bali Rabbi Bali Matzeh, you need two ingredients. You need two criteria. What are the two criteria? It has to be she'loi and b'shusoi. The chametz must belong to you and it must also be in your reshus, Rabbeinu David says. In this case, the maskir, does he have both of those ingredients? The maskir does not have both of those ingredients. Which one is he lacking? It's not in his reshus. The seichel, does he have both ingredients?
No.
Which one is he lacking?
Shaloi.
It's not shaloi. So neither one, Zog Rabbeinu David, is going to be over by the Rabbi Matzeh. Neither one. It's incredible chiddush. Why didn't the Gemara bring up by the Rabbi Matzeh? You know why? Because not relevant. It's not a gift. This case has no Bali Rabbi Bali Matzeh. Now, this point that Rabbeinu David is making, the Soicher is not negiah to Bali Rabbi Bali Matzeh, the Maskir is not negiah to Bali Rabbi, which one of the two is the more obvious tzad, and which one of the two is the bigger chiddush?
The
Soicher
is the more obvious
tzad. Because not his. Very good. That's what we always assume. The Chalim needs to be his in order to be over Bali Rabbi. And the Maskir is the bigger chiddush. So, therefore, we are going to, and the Rabbeinu David recognizes this, and he says, okay, I'm going to explain to you how I know this. I'm going to prove to you that this is correct. That it's Tali and Rishusai. And he goes ahead and he proves it to us. He explains it. It's based on a Chazal. This Musug that the Mechilta says, Chameitzai Shel Nachri Shu B'Shus Yisrael, and Chameitzai Shel Yisrael B'Shus Nachri, the Halach is in both of those scenarios, you do not need to do beer. Why? It's lacking this Nikuda. Either it's Eina Sheloi, or it's Eina B'Shusai. If I have my chametz, I'm a Yid, I have my chametz by a Goy, so it's my chametz, but it's not in my Rishus. If I am a Yid and I have his chametz in my rishos, a goy's chametz in my rishos, so it's not my chametz, it's in my rishos, I'm not over by the Rabbi Matzah. This is two scenarios that the Mechilta gives us and tells us, not over by the Rabbi Matzah, you're lacking one of the two components. You need both components in order to be over by the Rabbi Matzah, right? Now, the Mechilta says, a goy. Rabbeinu David extends it, says, Hu adin a yid. Hu adin a yid, like Yankee said during Seder. We learned from the Vilna Gaon and Rabbi Chanan, when there be Masbir Rashi, that they say that if you have a yid chametz in your possession, there's Badir Abadir Matzei. There is Badir Abadir Matzei on both people, Batsem. And just a question, who has Kedima? Who has the Chiyuv to get rid of it? Rabbeinu David is taking the exact opposite approach. Not that they both have Badir Abadir Matzei, neither has Badir Abadir Matzei. Isn't there a Mechilta, Mefurish, like Rabbeinu David? Mechilta says that you have a situation, you're lacking one or two components. You're not over. Zogt, Yanki, what's Teretz? Mechilta is talking about it. It's a guy. But what would be if it would be a Yid? What would be if it would be a Yid? So Rabbeinu David says, Hu hadin a Yid? Hu hadin a Yid? There's no difference. Yid, guy, no difference. Zogt, the only guy in Rabbi Chana, Rashi, no. A yid is different. And if it's a yid, then it's a problem. Yeah, what's happening here? Tremendous machlokas in between Rashi and Rabbeinu David. For sure Rashi according to the Rabbi Chana. Right? So this is the chidushim that Rabbeinu David is saying. And he points out another Gemara, which is not exactly so meduyik the way he's being masbir. The Gemara says later on, that lo yirah lecha means you shouldn't see for chametz for you. The Gemara makes a drasha about the rosh shalachem shal gavoah, but you can see other people's chametz. Acherim it says shal gavoah or hektish's chametz. So this question is, what about Yisrael? It could have said Yisrael explicitly. It doesn't. Why not? Ben David asks it as a aura on himself. Why didn't it say another yid's chametz? What's the teretz of Ben David? It could have. Could have. But it's unlikely for another yid to have chametz in his possession. So therefore, why is it unlikely? Because it's usher. It's unlikely for another yid to end up having chametz over Pesach. And therefore, Mimela Zakhtu Benu David, that's why the Brisa didn't speak it out. But in Echanami, it's the same halacha. Same halacha. Unbelievable. Tremendous Rabbeinu David. Now, before we fear ois, this Rabbeinu David, let's be magdir an important point, which I skipped over, and I don't know if you guys noticed, I skipped over four or five lines in the Rabbeinu David when I was just explaining it right now. There's a problem here. What does Rabbeinu David say? The maskir is not over, the soich is not over. Neither one is over. Why? It's not his, and it's not in his rishos. That's the two criteria that I need. Now we just discussed the makaris, how he knows that this is true, that you need both criteria. But let's ask the obvious question. What does the Gemara say? I'm renting out my house. I gave Ari an example this morning. Let's say I have two houses. I have a home in Florida, and I have a home in Yerushalayim. And I decide I'm going to be in Yerushalayim for Pesach. So I have chametz. I have 10 pounds of Cinnabons in my freezer in Florida. Okay? What's the halacha? Am I going to be over by Rabbi Matzah on those 10 pounds of Cinnabons?
No, you can't see it. You can't find it.
So I'm not going to be over. Right? Yehuda Moshe says, I'm not going to be over. That's called Eino Birsh. No, it's for sure Shaloi. It's mine.
You're right.
It's called what? Eino Birshutzai. Eino Birshutzai. You're telling me that it's in my home in Florida, but it's called Eino Birshutzai. Why? Because why?
It's not in your possession.
What do you mean it's not in my possession?
You don't have access to it.
I don't have access to it. It's in my possession. Is that called possession? Maybe it's not called possession.
It depends on how you...
So let's talk about it like this. Let's say you have a guy, Rachman al-Atslan, it should never happen to anybody here, but let's say a guy breaks his leg right before Pesach. And he has chametz on the second floor. Okay? Now, he has chametz on the second floor and he just broke his leg. He's going to be on the first floor, and in his upstairs, he has a pile of chametz, a few bags of bisli, some pretzels. He's got some gezunta chametz in there. Is he over by Rabbi Limate? Just broke his leg. What?
Chayrinat,
according to Yehuda Moshe, I'm not over by Rabbi Limate on my chametz in Florida because I'm not in Florida for Pesach. Even if I'm in Yerushalayim and I have a two-floor place, I'm not over Bali Rabbi Limatze. If, Rachman al-Tlan, a person breaks his leg before and he can't go upstairs. Mm-hmm. You mask him, Ram? Is that what comes out of here? Is that what we're going to say? What?
Now if you have someone who's bedridden,
mm-hmm.
and they have it on their table right in front of them,
mm-hmm.
they have Bali Rabbi Limatze, but there's no such thing as Shalei Avlachla because he can't move.
Forget about Shalei Avlachla. Maybe he's no Bali Rabbi Limatze. He can't get to it.
But is it really seen? Oh. Okay, yeah.
So I have a good idea. I'll cover it with a bowl. I won't see it.
How's he covering it?
Yeah.
I'm going to ask my friend to cover it.
Ask your friend to get it for you.
No, but is that even necessary? Yeah,
but, one second. Asking your friend to get it for you? I have even more difficulty. You ready for this?
No.
I just went on a trip right before Pesach, finished all my Pesach cleaning, bought a box of Rugalach. I have a box of Rugalach, and it's in the car. Guess what?
What?
On Yom Tov, you're not allowed to open your car. Am I over by the Rabbi Limatze?
You will be.
When Chalabayin comes, I'll deal with Chalabayin. In the meantime, on Yom Tov, am I over by the Rabbi Limatze? I'm not allowed to open my car.
No.
You're not what? I'm
kidding.
Serious?
Of course.
Are you serious? Yeah, you're not over by the Rabbi Limatze when you have chametz in your car just simply because you're not allowed to open it on Yom Tov?
Yeah, definitely what we're saying right now.
Yes, and that's exactly my point. That is shver.
Why?
It's beyond shver.
Why?
Forget about beyond chametz. It's beyond shver.
We just don't like it.
That's called shver. Why don't we like it? Let's speak it out. Let's speak it out. More than it's not halacha. Let's speak it out. What does our Gemara talk about? Our Gemara talks about a maskir bayis lachavero. I rent out my house to my friend. Right now, are you in your dorm room? No, you're not in a dorm room. Is the things that are on your shelf in your dorm room, are they birshusoy? Are they in your rishus?
Yes.
The stuff that's in your house, in wherever you're from,
yeah.
Are they in your rishus?
Yeah.
Why are they in your rishus? You guys told me that the chametz in my house in Florida is not in my rishus. Why is that called in your rishus?
Someone else can't just take it.
I own the house, right? The stuff that's in my house, it's in my rishus. How do you define what's called in your rishus? Does it have to be in your pocket at all times? In order to be in birshusay, it has to be in your pocket? It has to be in your hand? What's the definition of birshusay?
Access to it, maybe.
You have access to it, so you don't have access to your stuff in your house right now?
No, access to it.
You don't have access? A guy would leave in the middle of shiur? No way. So you don't have access to stuff in your dorm room, right? There's nothing in your dorm room. It's all in a birshuso. Could you imagine? Here's a good one, okay? You're about to start Shmon Esrei. You're going to start Shmon Esrei right before Shkia on Pesach. And now I'm not allowed to walk in the middle of Shmon Esrei. I'll dive into Shmon Esrei for the next 20 minutes. For those 20 minutes, I'm not over Bali Rabbi Limatze. No matter where my chametz is in my kitchen. My chametz is on my dining room table. I'm about to make a motzi with two gezunta challahs. But I'm diving into Shmon Esrei. No Bali Rabbi Limatze, because I'm not allowed to walk in Shmon Esrei. Does that make sense? Is that called Eino Bershusai because you're not allowed to walk in the middle of Nazareth?
No.
Of course not. In order to be considered Eino Bershusai, the Gemara talks about a scenario of Hamaskir Bayis Lachaveiroi. I'm renting it out. What's the significance? Zog Rabbeinu David. When I rent it out, the Soicher is Koine the Bayis Leschirus. The Kesef, B'Shtar Chazak, he makes a kinyan. There's an acquisition that takes place. The bias was mine, and I'm renting it out to somebody else. When that acquisition takes place, now it's not in my rishus. If I have chametz in my house in Florida, and I just leave it vacant for Yom Tov, it's still in my rishus. Just like it's in my rishus when I go shopping. Just like it's in my rishus when I walk to shul.
So how do you tie shin in your rishus?
It's still in my rishus.
Mm-hmm. Is it a kinyan on?
It's when somebody else acquires that makom, now it's out of my rishus. Now here's the nidon, right? I'm davening Shmoneh Esrei. I still own the area that it's in. I'm not allowed to leave my spot in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei, but it's still in my rishus. Nobody ever acquires the makom yet to take it away from my rishus and make it their rishus. That didn't happen. So I'm going to raise a question. What happens if I lend you my apartment in Florida? I'm not charging you any money. I'm lending it to you. I let you go and use it. What would you say in that case? Am I over Bali Rabbi Matzi in that case?
Yeah.
Or not?
Yeah.
What?
Yes.
I am. Why? Because L'chaira, that's still called in my rishus. Why is it called in my rishus? Because nothing ever happened to take it out of my rishus. How did it become not my rishus? Again, we gave an example. When I walk to shul, the first night of Yom Tiv, I'm walking to shul. I'm out of my house. It's not my rishus anymore. Right? Got to go down with a minion.
Oh, here, I have something. Dominant, a domain. Rishus can also be Taisha's domain.
Good. What does domain mean? Anybody know what the word domain means?
It's that you have, like, dominance, it's like over it. Like, if you...
Chazaka on the left.
Yeah, that's it. That's it. Chazaka. That's what dominance is.
Okay. Anybody know what that means?
Yeah.
So you're Rishus.
What?
It means that if you show up, then it's yours. And you have complete
control.
Yeah, control.
What you mean is maybe that's the word you're looking for, okay? So in other words, like this. When I rent out my house to somebody else, the soicher makes a kinyan. That kinyan that he makes the bayis birshusoi legamri. Al kopam linyan chametz, Rabbeinu David says. Regarding chametz, it's in his rishus. In other words, like this. If it's really true that I rent out my house and you make acquisition on the house, right? It's your house now?
You can sell everything inside.
Can you sell the house? You can't sell my house. I'm renting you, imagine you guy, a guy goes on Airbnb, he finds a place, he rents out a house for $100 a day, amazing, and then while he's there for 7 days, he puts it on the market to sell it. Did that ever happen to you, Rum? Puts it on the market to sell it, he sells it for $500,000, and walks away. What an unbelievable deal. So now the guy comes back and says, hey, what are you doing? Selling my property. I said, what's the problem? Schirus Kanya. I bought it. There was a schirus over here. It became my rishus, not your rishus. I paid money for the rental. Schirus is kone. No. You didn't read the whole Rebbeinu David, my friend. It's lo Kanya as far as what you're talking about. It's Kanya as far as making your rishus. It, regarding chametz is concerned, as far as chametz is concerned, the Torah writes lo yimatze tells me that you need to be able to have some level of control over the area where the chametz is, and if it's rented out, if the area is rented out to somebody else, you don't have that control over the area where the chametz is. That's called not b'shusoy, and that is no aver b'al yirah b'al yimatze.
So what's the level of control?
What do you mean?
What level of kinyan do you have to have on a property in order for it to be considered your rishus? Because renting it out is not enough kinyan.
It is.
For the renter.
What do you mean the renter?
He doesn't have enough kinyan on the place.
On what? To what?
Oh, he does have enough kinyan on the place.
He has enough, it is. He has enough kinyan on the place, but he doesn't own the chametz. Chametz ain't a shalot. The socher is not over because why? Because ain't a shalot.
But also rishus. It's rishus.
100%.
Okay, so now what happens if I lend it to someone?
So when you lend property to somebody, the guy didn't make any kinyan. I lend you my apartment. You're allowed to use my apartment. You don't make any kinyan. Is it kinyan? No kinyan.
It's okay.
For lending, there's no kinyan.
So
the Messiah's Maftech is talking about schiros. I don't know if lending, there's such a kinyan. We don't know if kinyan.
So let's say it's a collateral.
Mashkon?
Yeah.
Yeah?
I don't.
That would be a kinyan.
Okay, the Gemara talks about a case of a mashkon before, later on. There's a big discussion about a mashkon, because am I allowed to use it? Am I not allowed to use it? How does it work? I will end up acquiring it if the guy doesn't pay. Maybe I won't. So it's another nidon, a separate sugya, mashkon.
So I feel like this is just a like not so clear exactly how much kinyan there is. It's not a full kinyan because he didn't sell it to the guy.
But there is a kinyan, right?
Sort of. It's not a full kinyan.
It is a kinyan though. He has a kinyan. Tell me a case which you're unclear about. What's the case which you're unclear about?
I can't really think of examples. I'm not so good at these.
Okay, I'll tell you why. Another reason why you can't think of an example. Because there isn't one. There's only two types of kinyanim. There's a case of mechira, where I sold the house. Okay? I sold the house. Now it's his house, legamri. I'm totally out of the picture. And then there's another case of schiros. That's a case of renting him the house. Right? So that's the two levels of kinyanim that we're talking about. If I sell Shalom the house, so Shalom can turn around and sell it to Malkiel. He could do that, because he bought it. If I rent him the house, so then he can't sell it to Malkiel. But the house is still Rishusai for the term of the rental. Right? There's no other level of kinyanim as far as we know.
It's
right? So even though you are good at thinking of examples, you can't think of one now anyway, because there is none. Okay. Yeah. Question? Somebody else had a question on this? No? So this is an unbelievable point that Rabbeinu David is making over here. Rabbeinu David is making an incredible point. And what's so beautiful about it is that he's being medayik the Gemara, Hamaskir, Soicher. We had a question. Let's think about it like this. The Rishash, Rabbi Elchanan. Let's say I just put the chametz by my neighbor's house. I put it by my neighbor. I didn't rent him the house. I put it by my neighbor. Would we have the same shaila of the Gemara or not? Who has to check? The owner of the chametz or the one, the Isura Birshusei Koi? The one that the Isra is in his Rishus. What would we say if I just put it over at my neighbor's house? According to Rishash, let's say, for example. What does Rishash say? What's Dutz Dadim?
It's a weird case.
Not so weird. People put food by their neighbor's house.
Wouldn't he like give it back once Pesach comes?
No, I'm going away for Pesach. I'm leaving you my stuff. I'm clearing out my house for Pesach. I'm giving you my stuff. Hold on to it for me. I'll come back. My silver, my iPad, my chametz, my valuables, whatever. Jewelry.
They didn't think
put it all in the house. Kasha for the Maisa. Okay, this is the case. So, what's the scenario? What's going to be the halacha in this case? Same shaila? Different shaila? What are you telling? According to the Rishash, that the Chiyuv Bedika on the Maskir is based on, maybe the Bittul wasn't wholeheartedly. The Chiyuv on the Socher is based on Shemi Yav Alachlo. So, L'Chayra here, you also have Shemi Yav Alachlo. Right? Same shaila. Has anything to do with with the fact that there's a schiros here? Bukhara has nothing to do with the fact that there's a schiros here. Korah Rishash. We even pointed out that the Lashon of Rashi is Medu against the Rishash because it's Ata Bay Shalom. Rishash, Bukhara is not Megay about that. What about Rabbi Chanan? Rabbi Chanan says the Nekuda is Mitzad what? Mitzad that maybe since my Rishash, I have the Kadima to do the Bedika. Maybe this would also qualify for that point. Yesh Ladun Badavar.
Who has the
maybe I have the Chiyuv Bedika because it's close to me. And it has to be a din that it's in my bailus, it's in my rishus. That's what it means according to Rabbi Chanan. I could hear not. I could hear the fact that I'm the closest person. It's in my house. So then fine. I could hear
either
that.
Way.
What?
It can go either way.
Right. I could hear that it could go either way. Right. But in Rabbeinu David L'chayr than a kud is that what? Okay, maybe by a neighbor, could be by a neighbor is different because by a neighbor the chametz is taka in his rishus, he owns the house, right? We could talk about it the other way, where I lent the house to somebody. Really, that would be a better example, right? If I put it by my neighbor, so then he taka owns the house, so it would be the exact same case, even according to Rabbeinu David and Elchanan. But in a case of lending the house, that would be the case. What?
Switch houses every Pesach.
Yeah, just switch houses every Pesach. Excellent point, right? Switch houses every Pesach. Instead of cleaning for Pesach, just switch houses with somebody. Erchanami, Korah Beinu David. That would be a great way to avoid Bali Rabbali Matze. Right? Let's speak it out again. According to the Rishash, if I lend my house to somebody, even if it's not a Schirus, L'charet should be the same halacha. Same Shiloh of the Gemara. Why is it when you talk about Maskir Sarich? L'charet's not necessary. in Rebbe Chanan. Also, I understand the Makom to say that it's totally on the guy who's there. It makes sense that the guy who's right there, there's a tzad that he's the one that has lechatchila bedika. In the Rabbeinu David, though, lending your house is not a shayla bechlal. Lending your house, it's pashut that the maskir has to do the bedika, because it's his chametz and it's his rishos. So menela, it's meduyik that the Gemara says davka case of maskir and asarich according to Rabbeinu David. That's another milo over here, Rabbeinu David. Let's fear rice over here in Rabbeinu David. What about the nekuda of Shem Yavala Achlo? Remember, we pointed out in the beginning, issue of, he doesn't mention Shem Yavala Achlo. We just showed us, we just reviewed the fact that Rabbi Chanan and Rishash, they seem to be dealing with the fact that the guy is right here. What does Rabbeinu David hold about that? So, as far as Rabbi Vilna Gaon and the guy being here, and that's why he has to do the bedika, because he's here, maybe he's chayiv in bedika, chayiv in balirah, balimatzeh, mitzad, that Vilna Gaon. Seder, we already showed Rabbeinu David argues on that nekuda. Good. What about mitzad Shem Yavala Achlo? So there's a line toward later on, towards the end of the piece, there's a line in Rabbeinu David that he says, you know why I'm not concerned about Shem Yavala Achlo? Beautiful vart, which we all know already. What does he say? You know why I'm not concerned about Shem Yavala Achlo? Because when am I concerned about Shem Yavala Achlo? When it's my chametz. When it started off as my chametz. That's when there's issue of Shem Yavala Achlo. But it started off as somebody else's chametz. There's no Shem Yavala Achlo. In that case, there's no concern. Maybe you're going to end up eating the chametz. He speaks out because since it was never mine, so there's no concern. He says, why would I be afraid? Maybe I'm going to end up eating it because I don't want it to go to waste. Right? I don't want it to go to waste. Similar to what we had in the Chassam Sofer back in the day, remember?
Yes.
I don't want it to go to waste. Yes. So therefore, Zag Rabbeinu David, he says, I don't have such a concern if it was never my chametz in the first place. It's unbelievable. It's exactly what we were tining on Rabbi Chanan. We learned the Rabbi Chanan who says Shem Yavala Achlo, and also in the Rishash, Shem Yavala Achlo, even though it's not my chametz. And we asked the Kasha on that, we said, where did we ever find such a thing? Who said there's a concern Shem Yavala Achlo in such a scenario? Rabbeinu David Gufa says that argument. And he says there's no concern Shem Yavala Achlo on the Seicher because the chametz was never his. So what is the issue? So what's Taka the Tzad? Let's go back to the original question. So why is there a Tzad over here? Who should do the Bedika, the Maski or the Seicher? We just finished showing that it's not an issue of Bali Rabbali Watse because nobody is over Bali Rabbali Watse. It's not Shem Yavala Achlo. So what is it? Why should anybody have to bedika over here? Rabbeinu David explains a gevaldige chiddush. He says the Chazal made a takana dirabanan that nobody should have chametz. No yid should have any chametz that belongs to a yid. The words are ein chachamim menichim chametzay shel Yisrael shelo yizbayar. Chazal did not want that there should be chametz that belongs to Yid over Pesach. No such thing. Even if it's not in your house, and somebody else was just, should not be any chametz that belongs to Yid over Pesach. Got to get rid of it. B'dirabanan. Who is the one that has to get rid of it? Maybe the maskir, maybe the seicher. Maybe the maskir because it's his. Maybe the seicher because it's his rishus. Mm-hmm. Oh, by the way, the lashon of the Gemara, birshusei kai, is also very meduik kodem b'dir David. There's an emphasis on the fact that it's his rishus, right? That's the nekuda. There's a rental over here making it his rishus. That's a very important nekuda over here. But let's appreciate this tooth dadim in the shail over here for a second. There's a din d'rabbanan that there should be no chametz that belongs to a yid over Pesach. So you got to get rid of it, search and destroy. Who should have that chiyuv? What do you guys think? Who should? What's it? Is it mistaber the maskir? Is it mistaber the socher? Who should have that chiyuv?
Saying own the owner.
Huh? It should go by the maskier. Back to square one. Why is the Gemara have a question? If the issue is it should be owed by Israel, go back to the maskier. It should be the maskier's obligation.
Right.
Very good. Right? Yankee actually asked this question during Seder. Beautiful. Right? What's the teretz? Teretz is this din, it's a brand new takana de rabbanon, that what? Not that you shouldn't have chametz. Not that you shouldn't own chametz. It's not about any individual yid. You shouldn't own chametz on Pesach. No. It's about Klal Yisrael. No chametz belonging to a yid bechlal over Pesach. And therefore, it makes no difference if I own it, somebody else owns it, it's irrelevant. As far as the takan is concerned, be'etzem, there's equal reason to say the maskir or the socher. Because who actually owns it is not really of any concern whatsoever. The takana has nothing, one second, the takana has nothing to do with you owning it. The takana has to do with Klal Yisrael. No yid, bechlal. There should be no chametz that's owned by any yid. And everybody in Klal Yisrael needs to go and get involved in dealing with that chametz. So there's equally equally a tzad for the maskir, for the socher. Fine, one second. Yeah, question.
Saying we're not, we know that it has to be rid of. We're just saying who has to.
100%. Correct.
So that's on the guy who owns it, the master.
No. Why the guy who owns it?
Because he's the one who owns it. His
so what?
Element.
So what?
Therefore, he has to get rid of it.
Why? That's one side of the Gemara. But why does the fact that he owns it, therefore conclusive, he has to be the one?
Who else would get rid of it?
The guy that's in his rishos.
You're saying that's the machlokes.
That's the tzedadim, not machlokes. It's two tzedadim of the shayla. Right? Because the nekud is that this takana derabanan, it's not that you're not allowed to own chametz on Pesach. That's not what it is. This takana derabanan is that there should be no chametz that belongs to any yid. It's a din in all of Klal Yisrael. Like you recall, if you remember, what I spoke out about chametz and mila, the comparison between chametz and mila. Mila is a din which neged to all of Klal Yisrael. We all have to be responsible that there should be no orel in Klal Yisrael. Same idea over here. Chazal say we should all be responsible that there should be no chametz owned by a yid over Pesach. Right? And you know the story, right? It's brought out beautifully with the story of the Kedushas Levi. Right? Levi Yitzchak of Berdichev. Right? You know the Maisa? What's the Maisa? That it was the Leila Seder, and he tells his Talmidim, he tells his Hasidim, he says they were living in Ukraine, and the Tsar made a law, I think it was Turkish material. They weren't allowed to have any Turkish material. There was a war between them and the Turks, I think it was. And therefore, he outlawed any Turkish material in the country. You can't have. So the night of Leila Seder, he tells his Talmidim, go bring me all the Turkish material that you can find. Turkish scarves, Turkish rugs, Turkish, you know, cloaks, robes, any, whatever you can find. Curtains. And like, Rebbe, it's Leila Seder. This is what you want us to do? Yeah. Yes. And they said, okay, look, the Rebbe says, we go. And they went. And they looked and they looked and they said it's illegal. Try to find it anyway. And they came back with tons of Turkish material. Tons. It's like, wow. Who would have thought? It's illegal. Look at this. How'd you find it? We found. Then he says, okay, now go to all the Jewish homes, find me all the chametz that you can find in the Jewish homes. All the chametz. Maybe it's Pesach. Bring me all the chametz. And they went around and they looked and they searched and they could not get any chametz, not even kazayas, nothing. Rabbi Levi Yitzchak turns to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he says, Hashem, look! The Tsar says you're not allowed to have any Turkish material. Tons of Turkish material. You, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, say no chametz? There's not one kazayas of chametz by any of the Yidden. Klal Yisrael as a whole, nothing. It's unbelievable. Keshev, Klal Yisrael with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. It's beautiful. Let's just finish off the piece with his last point about mezuzah. Based on everything we're saying now, what is the idea of the chiyuv of the tzedadim? The shaila is who should do the bedikah? Why should it be the maskir? Should it be the soicher? Who has the responsibility to do the bedikah to get rid of chametz? No yid should have any chametz. So I've arrived from mezuzah. What's the arrived from mezuzah? This is a case where the socher has to do it. It's not a raya. How's it a raya? The whole tzad in B'dikas chametz was based on the fact that the chametz belongs to him. Yeah. Over here, it's not an issue b'chlal by mezuzah. It has nothing to do with anything. Our shayla, mamish, we're mechavin again to Rabbeinu David. What does Rabbeinu David answer? The same var that we spoke out. The var is that we chazal shtelavek the takano is that it's a chov is a bias. And because of chov is a bias, we thought mezuzah is also chov is a bias, and whoever has the mitzvahs of the bias in mezuzah is also going to do the mitzvahs of the bias in bedikas chametz. And that's why they're relatable. That's why they're comparable.
Hari
Kedem. Rabbeinu David. It's unbelievable. It's so beautiful. Bezrat Hashem, we'll review it tonight. And Bezrat Hashem, we'll have a chance to get a little more clarity.